about 40,000 kids under the age of three currently on waiting lists to get into creche, and it's led to calls for the government to bring in pay parity for early years graduates in line, say, with primary school teachers. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with parents and those working in the sector to get a sense of all this. So, I mean, that's a massive waiting list, Josh.
Up to the 40,000. Like, it is quite stark when you think of the number of families it's impacting as well. So if you look at the different age groups, there are 6,648 children under the age of one who are waiting for only 97 places that are available. Then as you move up through the ages, there are 16,840 children aged one or two on waiting lists with only 267 places available. And look, we know this isn't my first time covering this issue. It comes around year on year. But having this data from Early Childhood Ireland through Pubble really paints a picture of how bad the situation is. We'll break it down on a more regional basis in a minute, Ciarán. But first, I spoke with two parents, one living in Dublin, the other in County Down. And this certainly isn't just a problem on this side of the border. Emma from Dublin has two children, one 14 months and the other almost 4 years. She says she's tried everywhere in her area and had no luck.
Well, it's really difficult. There's no places at all in creches around my area. I'm in Drumcondra, so I have to get a minder in-house as well for the two kids. My eldest is autistic, so he's not applicable for after school, which makes it even more difficult. So I have to get like a minder in my home. So.
And you've rang around, you've tried everywhere in the area?
Yeah. There's waiting lists. You have to be, before you even think about getting pregnant, you have to put your name down. So there's nothing available. So yeah.
Even getting the minder
it was difficult enough, like, to try and get somebody it's going to be flexible enough with the days that suit and everything like that. And then affordability, like, it's really expensive. You're talking 16 to 18 euro an hour, and you know, I have to go back to work full time, so you have to just try and make it work for maybe half of your week and then try and juggle the rest. But that's just the way it is at the minute, the reality of it.
He'll be two in December.
And what's it like now where you're from, trying to get a place in creche?
Awful. I put his name down when he was born into three places and he never got a place. I thought I was going to quit my job. I begged on Facebook like three times and some woman finally got on to me, and so he's with her now, I think, thankfully. But that was very last minute.
Okay, so that's the experience from Emma in Dublin and others. What about the kind of the picture then across the country? Have you got the figures there, kind of the county by county breakdown as well?
I do, but look, like, there are many different shapes and sizes, I suppose, to the providers, from large scale to smaller focused operators, and then of course there's differences in prices when we talk about what's available in urban versus rural. But the actual pressures then on demand vary across the board, whether we're talking about maybe a small populated village or a busy city centre. So on the figures, in Dublin there are 13,635 children waiting. In Cork there are 3,947. And look, the higher numbers of course are going to be where we have more people living. But then, like, in Kerry there are 1,164. In Wexford, 1,032. So these waiting lists are right across the country. I visited Lilypad Creche and Montessori in Rathfarnham in Dublin, where I met with owner Sharon Brown. So here at Lilypad they have 76 children in their Main Street facility and then 19 in a Montessori nearby. Sharon starts off by telling me how early people start inquiring about a space.
We actually have people ringing in when they're pregnant, ringing in and looking for places. Unfortunately, we don't have as many baby spaces as we'd like to.
Are the phones hopping, are the emails coming in through, or how do you guys even manage that?
Yeah, we have a lot of people on waitlists actually at the moment. We cater a lot for siblings and, you know, people kind of around the area. But we do have a waitlist now until even 2027. So it's growing and growing every day.
And you're not alone there. It's creches up and down the country.
Yeah. So. It's everywhere actually.
Because I suppose at the end of it, it's retaining the staff. That's what comes down to it at the end of the day, I suppose.
To be honest, we're kind of lucky in where we are in Rathfarnham because, you know, we're on bus routes at that, and we're a small enough creche. We're not huge, so it would mean that, like, you know, it's more family orientated rather than just kind of, you know, we know all our staff, we know quite personally, you know, and it's kind of, it means that they have a kind of nicer experience rather than just, you know, labelled as a number or anything like that. So
what could be done for people like yourself operating in this sector to make it easier or more attractive or more sustainable?
I suppose the ECC could benefit a lot more because that has been capped, you know, so that could go up, you know, the ECC amounts. We're full daycare, so we're not as badly hit, but, you know, the smaller creches would be, you know. Yeah. So.
And then in rural Ireland, then there are different challenges compared to where we are here in Dublin. But
yeah.
Look, that's great. Thanks very much. And I'll let you get back. I'm sure you've enough work to be doing without me bothering you.
Yeah, no, thanks a million.
So that was the owner of Lilypad Creche in Montessori in Dublin, Sharon Brown, who, as you say, Josh, I'm sure is very, very busy, particularly with things getting back to normal for lots of people after the summer. What I mean, had she or others you were speaking to suggestions of what could be done to address those waiting lists?
Well, one of the reasons we're talking about these figures today, Ciarán, is that Early Childhood Ireland has come out now calling on the government to name a date where they bring in paying conditions for early years and school age care graduates in line with primary school teachers who are educated and trained to the same level. It says that this is the number one reason why operators cannot hold on to and retain staff because of the pay disparity. I met with the Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, Frances Byrne, to hear how this pay difference impacts staff on the ground.
It varies across the board.
And what are you hearing from your members then when it comes to how they're managing the waiting list, the demand? Are some people not even doing waiting lists because they're in such demand?
So it's a very mixed picture. And one of the most startling things that Early Childhood Ireland is told is that for those of our members who may have closed a so-called baby room, they will tell us that even though they might feel they're quite confident about reopening it because they know they have a waiting list for it, and there's definitely a large number for those who are under two. But what they'll say is that what stops them from doing that is staffing. And that's the big conundrum. And that's why Early Childhood Ireland is saying these waiting lists are telling us something. The number one challenge that we have in Ireland is around staffing. So our members across Ireland are looking at about 24.5% of a staff turnover rate. It rises to over 50% in some parts of the country. It's lower in others, so 24.5% is an average. So that's what stops people from expanding if they have the waiting list to do so, or indeed if they have the money to do so or they're prepared to take on a loan. The staffing issue is the one that Early Childhood Ireland is saying we really need to hear about on Budget Day. It may on the face of it not sound like it's linked to waiting lists. It absolutely is. It is the number one reason that our members around Ireland tell us that they're really nervous about expanding. We must end that pay disparity. And if the government was to announce that on Budget Day, to say they would name a date, even if it was the latter half of the current government, it would give immediate succour and comfort to those settings, those providers who can have conversations with graduates, who can have conversations with staff they currently have, to say, look, by 2027 or 2028, your wages are going to be the same as a teacher. It would be a game changer.
Yeah, that's Frances Byrne, Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland.